Get ready for an encouraging moment of inspiration with Dr. Ty Dixon, brought to you by the Soul Winners Connection. Your life will never be the same.
Hello, this is Dr. Ty Dixon, and I want you to get ready for another powerful segment of Living It Out. You say, Dr. Ty Dixon, what is living it out? It's where we take the practical biblical knowledge and we actually walk it out. You know, it's one thing to have head knowledge, but we got to walk this life out. And we're going to address something. I want you to get your pen, your paper, because I'm telling you, this is going to impact you and your loved ones for the rest of your life if you take a hold of what we're saying today. I want you to get ready for I need a credit makeover. I hear a lot of people out there right now. Oh, Dr. Ty, my stuff is shot. Hey, we got someone in the studio today that's going to help you repair what you've done. You've never fallen so low that God can't pick you up, but you got to have that knowledge, and then you have to apply the knowledge that God has given you. So I got a very special guest here, Harold Riley. He's the owner of Jacksonville Housing and Credit Counseling. Come into the studio. Harold, how are you?
Hi, Ty. Dr. Ty, I'm happy to be here.
All right. You know, Harold has a vast knowledge, and he's got tons of experience, and I've known him for several years, and if Dr. Ty would tell the truth, I've had some credit counseling myself. I'm on the other side of the river, but I had to cross it. Harold, tell us a little bit about what you do.
Okay, I guess I have to kind of start from the beginning. You know, I've served a little over 20 years in the military. And during my time in the military, I went through a period where I went through a divorce. You know, I was a young sailor experiencing some problems and ended up going through a divorce. And I ran into some financial difficulties. When I say financial difficulties, I mean, my credit was so bad, nobody would pay attention.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it was bad. I had an opportunity in 1995 to become a command financial specialist.
I want to just kind of measure. On a scale of, you know, whatever to whatever, what's nowadays considered a bad credit score?
I think right now, I mean, and I think sometimes we get confused with numbers. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times when I'm working with clients, I don't use numbers. But credit scores range from 350 to 950. But the thing now is that a lot of, unless you're purchasing a home or something, that a lot of lenders don't really look at the credit score.
But at that time, you know, it was terrible.
Mine was bad. I mean, we talking, you know, 20 plus years ago, my credit score was probably in the 400s.
My Lord.
I was getting indebtedness notices for things I didn't even know I had.
Wow.
So I had to find a second job. I was stationed at Mayport, and I ended up working at Pick and Save part-time in the evenings. I don't know if you remember Pick and Save.
Oh, I remember Pick and Save.
But I worked there in the evenings to pay for these debts. So when I had an opportunity to get this training to become a command financial specialist, I learned a lot about credit. You know, they sent me to different classes and et cetera, but I learned a lot, and it made me start to look at things different.
You're telling me and the audience that you learned a lot by bringing yourself out of it.
Right. The best experience is personal experience.
Take a note. You may have bad credit, and you may have been turned down by a lot of people. Walk it out, and you could be on the other side of having someone follow you out.
Yeah, most definitely. And I think, you know, and I tell all my clients, credit is like spilt milk. You don't cry about it. You clean it up.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
You know, and so many times we become discouraged because we have bad credit, and we look for quick fixes. And that's something that I preach, to avoid those quick fixes. Because without sacrifice, nothing lasts. So you have to make that sacrifice to do things the right way.
Uh-oh.
And if you do things the right way, right will come.
Okay, we know the right way. You know, you pay your bills on time, you do it. What would you consider the wrong way?
The wrong way is going on to social media or one of the internet sites in dealing with one of these individuals or companies who talk about we erase bad credit.
Uh-oh.
You know, I've been in the credit game for over 30 years altogether, and if I could erase bad credit, I wouldn't pay anybody.
You better watch that.
But people believe that people can actually fix their credit.
Now, this is where Dr. Ty going to go to a place where, you know, we're just going to go there.
Okay.
You know, that, and you know, most of our audience, you know, they're believers, or they're thinking about this Christian thing, or they've been in the role for a minute or two. So from what I'm understanding you to say, that you just don't go into church and spin around and Monday your bad credit is repaired.
No, it doesn't happen like that.
And you don't just drop $20 in the offering bucket and then God is going to go and raise $20,000?
No. You know, and the hardest thing is to get through to people sometimes. But a lot of these individuals and these organizations that claim to erase bad credit, they work on volume. They don't work on success. They work on somebody paying them $150 to $200, $300 a month.
Wow.
That's what they work on. So all their money go into marketing. Their money doesn't go into success of you having good credit to be able to purchase the things that you desire.
Wow.
It's all about volume.
It's all about volume. And I want to kind of put my finger on something. I'm not saying don't have faith in God. I am saying work according to his principles.
There you go. Exactly. You know, sometimes, like I said, the most simplest things are sometimes the hardest, and that's patience.
Uh-oh.
You know, your credit didn't get bad overnight. You're not going to fix it tomorrow. It's just having the patience to do things the right way.
It may take you some years.
It may take years, you know, but in most cases, it doesn't take years because with the technology now and more companies are more forgiving. You know, they want to get this bad credit off their bottom line as well. So they're willing to do settlements and whatnot. So, you know, the hardest part is to start.
So it's gaining the courage to pick up the phone, call the creditor and say, hey, look, I know you've been looking for me for about 8 months. Here I am. Let's talk.
Right. And 9 times out of 10, they will be willing to work with you. And, in most cases, folks have medical bills. A lot of lenders don't even look at medical bills because, you know, we went through a rough period with COVID and whatnot that people, you know, were overcome with a lot of medical issues. So a lot of lenders don't even look at the medical bills on your credit, the medical collections, rather, anymore.
So are you telling me that we are in a season of debt cancellation?
Yeah. Definitely.
Oh, man, somebody need to shout right there.
That's definitely. And, you know, I think, like I said, with technology is good and bad as always. But you get a company that's a public company, it can't carry bad debt as an asset.
Wow.
You know? So, you know, they do better with shareholders or whatnot to get rid of that bad debt or to make some kind of, make a deal with the consumer to wipe this debt out, you know, for, you know, sometimes pennies on the dollar.
So I'm hearing, just come clean.
Yes, that's it. Just say it any better than that. Just
up,
come clean.
Just come clean.
You know. You
I
know.
Did it. My name did it.
You know, and it's so funny that a lot of times I'll sit down with a client and I'll look at their credit and I'll go, what is this? And they go, I don't know. And we all know what's on our credit report. You know, we all know. So just be open and honest.
Yes.
You know, I can't help you if you don't let me help you.
Yes, several years ago, and it's only by the grace of God, it was several years ago, I learned a lot of lessons with debt cancellation or paying off debts or setting up a monthly payment plan and just whatever. But I remember when I went in to see the counselor and the counselor asked me one question, Miss Dixon, how did you get all this debt? I said, I did it. She said, you ready. Cut up your credit cards and let's roll.
That's it. You know, and we live in a society, you know, especially with social media now, that everybody wants to display something of success.
Uh-oh.
Whether it be jewelry, whether it be clothing, whether it be automobile. So oftentimes we go the quickest route of obtaining these things. And it may be a predatory lender. It may be a rent to own. It may be a buy here, pay here. And a lot of times we're doing this at a high interest rate.
Wow.
You know, and we don't realize that this is setting ourselves up for failure because we can't continue to make these high payments over time.
That's right. So we want it to look good.
Yeah, we want to look good.
But it ain't.
But it ain't good.
We were talking, and we were discussing one thing that drives people into that place, and it's that P word.
Pride.
Pride. It's that pride.
It's pride.
That will make you drive a car that you can't afford.
Right.
Or buy items that you know. I mean, some people say, well, just go to the knockoff shop. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And just get you a hoopta and go to the flea market and get you a $10 purse and keep moving.
Right.
But some people have to, they want that price tag to be, I paid $3,000 for this. And creditors are calling.
You know, pride can make you or it can destroy you. It just depends. And a lot of times with pride, folks won't seek help because they're embarrassed. You know, and you're not alone in this. I read a study some time ago that over 80% of the people in the United States have had or experienced credit problems.
My Lord.
So you're not alone.
I know. So when we're dealing with that pride, you know, there are two definitions of pride. One is too high of an opinion of your own abilities or worth. You're feeling you're better than others.
Right.
So that pride would make you want to look better than us. But another definition of pride is a reasonable and justifiable sense of one's own worth, self-respect.
That's it.
So it's the way that you use pride or allow pride to flow in your life. When we make those mistakes, and I say it all the time, things go bump in the night. Like you say, it could be medical issues. It could be a lot of things while your credit's not. But something on the inside should say, I have enough respect for myself that I'm coming out of this.
Right.
So you watch pride and see which way it's trying to manifest in your life.
Right. It's definitely, you know, and I think with me, it's always doing the right thing.
Yes.
You know, if you hold yourself with a high level of pride, then it is doing the right thing. You know, sometimes the right thing may seem like difficult, but you can live with yourself a lot better if you just do the right thing.
Just do the right thing.
And that credit is one of them.
Yes.
You know, not on anybody. If I got these folks goods or services, it's only right to pay them.
Right, exactly. And then there are times when people try to impress the very people that's talking about them behind the back.
Right.
They say, now why is she acting like she got all that money? She's sharp, man.
Right.
Or he don't have all that money. Why don't we just stop it?
You know,
every time we go to lunch, I have to pay.
You know, my mom and dad, you know, by me from Memphis, they had a lot of country sayings. And my mom used to say, everything that glitter ain't gold. And my dad used to say, salt look just like sugar.
That's a good one there. Salt look just like
sugar.
So,
you know, these things don't work. Because when you close that door and you walk into your house, you know the real deal.
Yes.
You know what's going on.
And it's taking that long stare in the mirror and really asking yourself, am I the person I'm projecting myself to be?
There you go. That's big.
Who am I? I mean, just looking in the mirror. Who am I?
Right.
And you know, the Bible lets us know it's the love of money.
Right.
That's the root of all evil.
Right.
Money is not evil. It's that love, that lust for it, that's the root of all evil. So you ask yourself, let me look at my checkbook. Let me look at my credit cards. Let me follow the money and see where that money is going.
Right.
And that will tell you, according to the word, that's where your heart is.
Right, that's correct.
That's where your heart is. So as we wrap up this session of I Need a Credit Makeover, Harold, would you let the audience know how they can get in touch with you?
You can reach me a couple of different ways. You can log on to my website, jackshousingandcreditcounseling.org, or you can call my office at 904-551-9628.
All right. Take it down. Say it one more time. Somebody might have missed it.
You can reach me at jackshousingandcreditcounseling.org, or you can call me at 904-551-9628 to schedule an appointment.
With Harold Riley, your life will never be the same. We'll see you next week. God bless.
You've been listening to A Moment of Inspiration with Dr. Ty Dixon. For more information about how you can become involved with this powerful vehicle of love, visit the website, soulwinnersconnection.org. Your prayers and financial support are very appreciated. Together, we can make a difference.